On Monday, San Isidro, the biggest land border crossing in the Western Hemisphere, went back to something like normal. The pandemic restrictions that the US had placed on its southern border with Mexico were finally eased. For international trade, that won't mean much. Mexico's mighty border factories, the maquiladoras, had already been allowed to cross their goods into the US for the past year. But it's the so-called non-essential travellers, Mexican locals and tourists, who've now been cleared to visit as long as they're fully vaccinated. Inez is one of many in Tijuana who's been counting down the days.
The first thing that I'm going to do is cross with my kids and take the opportunity to take the vaccination for them. In Mexico, we don't have that opportunity.
Are there many people in your family as well, that or friends, that have been waiting for this opportunity to cross the border for whatever reason as well?
Sí, claro que sí.
Yes, of course. All of my friends want to go shopping, and many people who have family there want to see them again and have the life we had before. It's really exciting.
California's border businesses will be excited to see them again too. Without their Mexican customers, hundreds closed down during the pandemic. But in Tijuana, it's been quite the opposite. Restaurants have benefited from Americans heading across to dine in a country where restrictions are not as strict.
People, I think, were tired of eating home, and they start coming over here to Tijuana because they're free to sit over here. ¿Cómo va todo hoy?
Now Sergio and other restaurateurs are hoping the U.S. visitors will keep coming and that locals won't abandon them now they're free to head to the States. There will be a 50% increase in traffic heading across the border, Tijuana authorities believe. But many waiting on the streets or in tents for their chance to cross won't be able to join that rush. This is a camp of asylum seekers who want to get into the United States, but the easing of the pandemic restrictions aren't going to make any difference for them. And it's a reminder that COVID isn't the only issue at this border. There's also migration, and it will continue to be so even when the pandemic is long gone. These people are stuck at the only crossing point to the US in Tijuana, which remains closed while the rest of the border gets moving again. John Holman, Al Jazeera, Tijuana.